Well, TMC family, please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and we are just so grateful to you and everything that you've given us on this day, Lord, that you have made. Lord, we're just rejoicing, and we're so glad in it, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful blessings that you gave us in our Master's Call family, to our wonderful co-founders who said yes to you, Lord. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for blessing our Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, and their families and communities, Lord. Thank you for going into overflow with them, Lord. Thank you for our Master's Call family and our Artist Life family, Lord, the Diaz de Leon family, the kings of artists, every single artist, distributor and customer, Lord. Thank you for doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine according to your power working within them, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for every single speaker on this line, every speaker and listener, Lord. Thank you that you are opening up our spiritual ears, our spiritual minds, our spiritual hearts, and our spiritual eyes, Lord, to hear and receive all that you have for us, Holy Spirit. We love you so much. We thank you, Lord, that we who live in the shelter of you, the Most High, we can find rest in the shadow of the Almighty, like you said in Psalms 91:1, Lord. And we just love you and give you all honor and glory and power. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this beautiful It Is Well With My Soul Wednesday morning. Happy New Year to you. And I will turn it over to our wonderful heavenly hostess. Are you there on the line with us?
I'm here, Minister Rebecca. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca. We are so excited to have you be our hostess our greeter with the warmest and joyful greeting that we could ever receive on this It Is Well With My Soul Wednesday. We thank God for you. May God continue to bless you and your family is our prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Wednesday morning that our awesome tag says, It Is Well With My Soul Wednesday. So on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you, and we say thank you for joining us. This call started back 7 years ago on October the 25th. We have been moving progressively forward divinely with the Lord for over 7 years. And so we praise God for allowing our lives to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes to thee. And so we always pray here on the Master's Call. We start off in prayer, we end in prayer, and then on Fridays we open up the line for your prayer request in your praise report. But maybe there's something that's going on with you and you need someone to be in agreement with you. Well, we ask you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brendan Henry Terrell, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. We also invite you to go online to our website. Not only go online, because all of our messages are archived there, which is absolutely a blessing. And all of our, we're on our fast, and I hope all of you guys are fasting ahead. We started our fast on the 5th of January, no meats, no breads, no sweets, and hopefully you are spending time in the presence of God. But the prayer directives can be found on our website. I mean, so elegantly done by Pastor Vanessa. That can be found at www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see all of our prayer directives. Also, I want to tell you to please save the date, save the date. We want to see your face in the place. That would be March 9th, 10th, 11th of 2018 here in California at the LAX Gateway Sheraton Hotel, which is less than 5 minutes away from the LAX airport, Artist Life Extravaganza 2018, and we are rolling out the carpet for each and every single one of you. The registration is $29. Please go to your back office for information if you're an Artist Life distributor, and maybe you're just a guest on this line and you want to attend. Well, get back with the person that invited you, and they will tell you exactly what you need to do. Immediately following this call, we head over to the New Morning Motivational Call. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and we will be discussing, well, not we will, but the Phenomenal Flanagans will be discussing the Transform 90 System. So please dial in to 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. Well, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for this morning, she is our prayer general here on the Master's Call. And when I tell you that she has been a blessing to each and every single one of us, she has been that and more. She is the wife of the wonderful Freddie Terrell. She is also the mother to Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent. She's the Gigi to Jai, Britt, and Brendan. She is a member, a faithful member of Victory International Christian Center under the leadership of the wonderful Pastor C.G. McCarter. When I tell you that this woman of God walks in wisdom, walks in the anointing, she is blessed, she is radiant, she is efficient, she is necessary, and she is dedicated and the appointed one for this morning. Without further ado, and her tag that she always says is, God is faithful, I bring to you none other than the wonderful Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Well, praise the Lord. The check is in the mail, my sister. I tell you, I had to look around and say, who is she talking about? Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, my sister, Minister Tiffany Songbird, Lauderdale, and out there on the West Coast. You sound like you've been up about 10 hours, I tell you, so vibrant. And I give God glory for our wonderful minister, Rebecca. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning with that wonderful tag. It is well with my soul. Wednesday, I'm smiling because God is faithful. He is definitely in the mix of TMC because you will see from the message that God has definitely connected us together and his spirit is flowing. I want to take the time out also to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our wonderful co-founders, and that's Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, our Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. I so appreciate you women of God, and I give glory for him just allowing me to connect with you and to be a part of this wonderful family. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come before you, Lord God, because it's only you. It's only in you that we live, we move, we have our very being. So, Father God, take this vessel. Take this mouthpiece. Use it, anoint it, where you, Father, will get all glory. I say, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, because you are truly our strength. You're definitely my redeemer. And I thank you in advance in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, the Lord had laid on my heart, TMC family. I want to say good morning to all of you. And God had placed on my heart to speak, especially now that we are in the midst of our fasting and praying. And I love this time of the year because I tell you, it's throwing ourselves aside and definitely going before the Lord. So he gave me the topic, Thy Face, Lord, I Will Seek. Thy Face, Lord, I Will Seek. You know, Psalms 27:8 says, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And like I said, in the light of this time of fasting and praying, God has revealed this topic within my spirit to elaborate on the purpose at hand. And this message may be a message that was directed to me in particular, yet it was so strong on me, I feel compelled to share it with you. And the first thing that I want to bring before you is that the entity of having a conscious choice, having that choice to say, yes, Lord, I will seek your face. It's a choice. Seeking the Lord means seeking his presence. And presence is a common translation of the Hebrew word face. Seeking is simply a setting of the mind and heart on God. It's the conscious fixing or focusing, if you will, of our mind's attention and our heart's affection on God. You know, 1 Chronicles 22:19 says, now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you guys, but when the Holy Spirit nudges me to draw to him, he reveals himself in such a strategic way in my sleep. I mean, so many different ways, but in my sleep especially, and my spirit is praising him through his revelations and his presence in my sleep, and even through the obstacles that may be shown, with the assurance that all is well in the process. Hallelujah. All is well in the process. And I want to give you just a brief example. Yesterday, I was in a mix of a conversation about chair massages. And I had made the statement, I don't turn down any massages. Well, in my sleep last night, the Holy Spirit says, well, you know, that's a little bit broad. That's a broad statement. And people can take that, you know, in a different way. And I'm going, Lord, I'm 62 years old. What other massage will I take other than professional massage? And I think it's comical because that's the presence of the Lord dealing with me in my sleep. Yeah, I'm going, really? In the middle of my sleep, we're going to talk about this. But God is so faithful. And I just love the way he expresses himself to me. That's my time. And, I mean, he really shows himself to me in my sleep. So I tell you, I had to make it clear, professional massages only, glory to God. But, you know, God is so comical, and he's so refreshing. That's what I love about our Father. He is refreshing like that. And so the heavens are telling the glory of God, so we can seek him through that. He reveals himself in his word, so we can seek him through that. He shows himself to us in the evidence of grace in other people, so we can seek him through that. The seeking is the conscious effort to get through the natural means to God himself, to constantly set our minds toward God in all our experiences, to direct our minds and hearts toward him. through the means of his revelation. Thy face, Lord, I will seek. And, you know, when I think about that, you know, I look at what he's doing through other people. And a lot of times we can jump to conclusions in situations and what have you. But God wants us to say, keep focusing on me. Watch me work the work through this. Hallelujah. I love it because, see, not only the three things that he showed me also in my sleep, not in my notes, is that when we seek him, there's a restoration. He restores my soul. In the midst of it, there's relationship. We have a one-on-one relationship. He knows me as his child. I know him as my father. And I can speak to him just like I'm talking to you day by day. That's that close relationship. And then there's a revelation, hallelujah, where he reveals himself in such a miraculous way. And then, but the thing about it is that we have to look at the obstacles, because we're still living here on earth. Let's be real. We're walking here on this earth. So we have obstacles that may come against us that we have to avoid. And there, of course, these are endless obstacles that we got to get around in order to see him clearly, okay? It's not looking to the right nor to the left. We got to keep seeking him in the midst of every given situation. Can I say that one more time? Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to seek him in every given situation. Hallelujah. And so we can be in the light of his presence. And when you're in the light of his presence, you have that countenance of him upon you. And people will start saying, oh, you're glowing. Oh, there's a difference on your face. You know why? Because you're in his presence. You're seeking him daily. Now, we must flee spiritually dulling activities, such as negativity, anger, stress, fear, unforgiveness, just to name a few. Philippians 4 and 8 tells us, whatever things are noble, whatever things are true, whatever things are just, pure, lovely, and of good report, we need to meditate. We need to think on those things, because as a man thinketh, so is he. When we start meditating on the things of God, on the goodness of God, on the pureness of the good reports, you know, yeah, we got a lot of bad reports that come forth on the news and what have you. You meditate on that? Let it go. Let it go through one ear, out the other. We're going to focus on him. We're going to seek him in the midst of these reports. Hallelujah. We know what makes us bodily sensitive to God's appearance in the world and in the word. And if we're honest with ourselves, we know what dulls us. We know what blinds us. We know what makes us walk away and not seek him. That self-centeredness, that self-attitude, it's about me, I, and mine. When we move away from these obstacles, we will recognize God in situations we wouldn't expect to see him in. Oh, yes, Lord. He will show himself in so many different aspects of life. You say, oh, my Lord, look what God is doing in the midst of this. Remember, he took Rahab. Can you imagine what the community said? So, you know, he used a prostitute. How many of us would choose a prostitute to work a work for us? But God did. See, he will take whatever he uses. That's what's so beautiful about him, because he says, my ways are not like your ways. My thoughts are not like your thoughts. Watch me in the midst of this. So he'll start revealing himself in experiences unimaginable. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Thy face, Lord, I will seek. Now, another entity that we have to recognize is humility is essential. You know, and one particular obstacle that I must talk about and we have to have a double check on is pride. This poison, I call it, can sneak in unannounced and disrupt some forthcoming blessings. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Therefore, humility is essential to seeking the Lord. It's not about me, Lord. It's about you. Sometimes we have to be still, sit in silence, and dwell in his presence. Get our thoughts thrown to the side. I don't know about you, but I've heard his voice on the ocean. You know, the word says, as a deer panteth for the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, O Lord. I hear his voice in the water, in the ocean. I've seen his glory in the mountains. And looking on the face of God transforms us into his image. Oh, hallelujah. You see, we become more like the things we focus on. Therefore, when we focus on God, we focus on him, our restorer, the one who requires a relationship with us, who has destined to be victorious. When we start focusing more on him, seeking his face, looking to him, the author and the finisher of our faith, we become more like him. Now, the great promise to those who seek the Lord is that he will be found. And when he is found, there is great reward. Whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And it goes without saying that when we have him, we have everything. Oh, yes, Lord. Therefore, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Thy face, Lord, I will seek. Now, one thing that God had revealed to me, and I want to share with you guys, and I hope you have a pen and paper, as we seek in the Lord daily, as we're in the midst of this fast and constantly praying for one another and praying for situations that God bring before us, as we meditate on his word day and night. He told us we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water. I want to share with you some scriptures that God had given me. See, the number 8 is new beginning. And I'm sharing these scriptures that we can meditate on as we seek his face in the year 2018. As we seek his face, he will reveal himself. He will restore us. And then we'll have a relationship like none other. And once this happens, then we'll see that God is directing us into greater things where we can speak things into existence. He said, call it forth. And it shall be done. See, as we seek him, we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah, without a shadow of a doubt. Why? Because we sought his face. When we seek after his face, we meditate on his word and we come to realize that his word is manifesting greatly within our spirit man. Oh, hallelujah, we're in a different realm. So let me share these scriptures with you briefly. James 4:8. Now, 8, this is in the year 2018. So the number 8 came before me. So these are scriptures with the number 8 in it. And you may have some others that you might want to add. But James 4:8 says, as we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do it according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Psalms 8:1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens, that seeking his face. Proverbs 8:8 says, all the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth. Hebrews 1:8 says, but to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. And last but not least, Revelations 1 and 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, I will seek. Thy face, Lord, I will seek. I hope you got a thought from this message this morning. I love you all. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. To God be the glory for that powerful message. Thank you, Prayer General, Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Carroll, for blessing us this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But right now, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we seek you first in your righteousness. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power here on the Master's Call. And we thank you for your anointing. Father, we thank you that our lives are blessed because of you. And we don't take that for granted, but we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. And we enter your courts with thanksgiving and praise, Father. And we just thank you for this day. We thank you for our prayer general who just delivered a word so elegantly straight from the throne room. And we pray that as she has blessed us this morning, that you will bless her the more. We pray that she will walk in overflow, that every single need that she has, that you have already met it, and it will manifest in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will continually bless her household, her children, her husband, and her ministries, Father, her business, in the name of Jesus. I speak overflow, favor, and increase in 2018 in her life, Father. And for each and every single person under the sound of my voice, I pray, God, that your will be done in their lives in the name of Jesus. We lift up the family of our dear sister, Minister Ada Levesque Grace, to you, and we pray that you would be their comforter, that you will be their strength, that you will be their hope, that you will be their peace, that you will be their joy in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that you would just bless us, God, because we have all been affected by this loss, Father. Not a loss, because we know that Ada is rejoicing with you. But we miss her in our physical realm, Father. So we just pray that you would just comfort each one of us in the name of Jesus. We bless the Artist Life Extravaganza, and we speak 500 will be there in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we go through this day, Father, we go with you. You go before us, and we will follow. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, mighty, majestic, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Please go back and listen to the replay. Not only listen to it, but post it on your social media. Before you post anything else, post 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. We will be headed over to Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. The topic is the Transform 90 System. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. Don't forget March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Los Angeles, California, the Artist Life Extravaganza 2018. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us, and for the tag, It Is Well With My Soul Wednesday. To Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much for blessing us with that profound and powerful message that we will be going back to listen to. And it has been an honor, privilege, and pleasure to serve each one of you this morning here on the Master's Call. Make your day great and make every step count.
Prayer General, can you give us our benediction for this morning?
Father, we thank you for, again, coming together before you. Thy face, Lord, we will seek. And as the deer pants for the water, and our souls, O God, we know will seek your face and pant after you. We glorify you, Father, for honoring the prayers of your people. And we thank you, Father, that we will go forth as the people you have called us to be. And we glorify you in every good and perfect gift that you grant unto us. In Jesus' mighty name, we say hallelujah and amen. Have a wonderful day.